Other questions?
I'm John Stevens, I'm from Booth Bay, and I'd like to thank you all for your hard work over the years. And I've got a million questions. I've been a lobsterman, I've worked offshore, I've lived on Monhegan, I've plugged gasoline to the generator, I've used propane for lights. I've been around for a long time, recently my house burned down. And I lost everything, and I happened to have insurance, but I thought this was a good opportunity for me to find out what was going on outside of my little microcosm. So I went to China, not China Main by Augusta. Either way you go, you get to China. They have electric cars, they have electric motor scooters, they have electric appliances that outperform ours in every way. And they have also partnered with Portuguese and with the Spanish, with Iberdrola that owns Central Main Power. They're investing billions of dollars. And the difference between them and the United States is that they don't ask anybody's opinion. They just do. And there are certain advantages to that. I'd still be in China today, except I couldn't breathe. I couldn't. I was literally coughing up blood from the air pollution. So we're on the right track and have been ever since the Clean Water or Clean Air Act. And, but I'm concerned about the underwater ecosystem. And I've also given a presentation in front of the Hydrogen Energy Council in Portland. Because it seems to me that if we did a, well, the wind doesn't always blow the same way in the same place every day. So
can
we set some place for me?
Can you move to a question?
Yes.
Okay.
Why is it a possibility that there could be mobile platforms that position themselves to take the advantage of the highest wind, the most efficient wind, and make hydrogen and store it on board rather than having moorings and cables across the ocean floor? Anyway, that would be one thing for whoever wants to even try.
Who wants to answer that?